America weekend.
You don't want to be my guardian? That's fine with me.
Not that. It's just the logistics.
All my friends are here. I got two girlfriends, and I'm in a band. You're a janitor.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Manchester by the Sea.
Kenneth Lonergan is a great writer, and now I realize he's a great director, too. Manchester by the Sea is brilliant and quite possibly my favorite film of 2016. It's the best I've seen as of yet, anyway, and Casey Affleck gives a marvelous performance as Lee Chandler, a humble unmarried janitor living a meager existence in a small New England town. Soon, a family tragedy finds Lee being called back to his hometown of Manchester by the Sea. He meets with his nephew Patrick there to inform him of the unfortunate happening. When the film starts employing seamless flashbacks, we learn that Lee once resided in Manchester with his wife and children. Eventually, the viewer is confronted with the horror of Lee Chandler's past, and it's shattering. Lucas Hedges is Oscar-nominated for his portrayal of teenage Patrick, and he's splendid. Michelle Williams is quite strong in her small role as Lee's ex-wife, Randy. The film also showcases Lonergan regular Matthew Broderick, and the director himself has a brief cameo. Some outside controversy may now deny Casey Affleck the Oscar, and it probably cost him the SAG Award. I'm not saying that he's innocent or guilty. He simply gives a fantastic performance in a superb film. It's an absolute A. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And don't forget, you can read all of Mark's long-form reviews when you check out his great website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com, and Mark will be back next week. You have a big job interview coming up. What do? You want to look your best. So you go, you get a fancy haircut, and then it's time to get out your Sunday best, even though the interview is on a Thursday, but that doesn't matter. You want to look your best, so you want to dress fine. Well, did you ever realize that the color makes a big, big difference? Sure it does. You don't want to wear those polka dots. Anyway, making a good first impression on your interviewer is vital. Your ability to dress the part can determine your fate. One thing job hunters don't always pay attention to is their clothing color choice. There are certain colors that can give you an edge, as well as colors that can get you shown the door. The job you're applying for likely has hundreds of people vying for the same spot, so whether you like it or not, you'll have to put up a fight. Something as simple as clothing color choice could help or hurt your chance of moving to the next round of hiring. You can always add a splash of color, but keep it simple. For the most part, you want your skills and experience to speak for themselves. Your personality should electrify, not your suit. This is according to Monster Career expert Vicky Salemi. So there are three colors that could give you a fighting chance and help you crush the competition when it comes to landing that big job. The first color, gray. Really? You'll be sure to dominate the competition and have your interviewer submit to your witty ways. Don't be surprised if you get a call back. The hiring team will be left wanting for more. In a survey conducted by Harris Interactive for Career Builder, employers said they associated the color gray with someone who was analytical and logical. Really? Isn't gray boring? Don't you want to stand out from the crowd? Maybe not. Maybe they just want some boring, drab person they know they can push around and tell them to do whatever they want them to do for the next 5 years. I don't know. The next color you should always wear during a job interview, blue. You'll demonstrate team spirit and flaunt your superhuman ability to get along with annoying coworkers when you wear blue. Most employers in the Career Builder survey, 23%, associated the color blue with being a team player. It's important to stick to certain colors because you're making a serious impression on a company. You are your brand. Your interview suit is part of the message you're sending, that you're serious about the job, and you look the part, again, according to Salemi. While blue is a winning color, avoid extremes. That means no neon blue and no powder blue. Most hiring managers agree that navy is the way to go. See, they just want you to conform. Like that Seinfeld episode. If you're with us, you'll eat the food or whatever, even though you're wearing the crazy suit that makes noises. Remember that episode? I don't either. Anyway, the other color that you need to wear when you go for a job interview, black. This power color shows you mean business and get the job done. Employers tend to associate the color black with leadership. Salemi says you can't go wrong with this basic color. Just stay away from tight black leather. You can save that for the weekend. Yeah, go in as just like a leather queen. Show them you mean business. Get dressed to the nines. You got the big heels and you're wearing leather, but it's all black and you'll get that job. Of course you will. So black, blue, and gray. no personality, you mean business, and you are going to blend in with the other millions of people that are climbing out of the trains every day and trudging up the avenues and then on the elevator into their office and sit at the desk for the next 20 years. They want no personality, folks. See, when you work in an industry such as this, you have to have personality or you can't do the job. But when you're out there in corporate America, the last thing they want is you and your individualism and your personality. They want to know that you're going to be there at their beck and call every minute of every day, and your clothing will say, "I am here, hire me, I am yours." Wow. So go dress boring, folks, and realize that American dream. Stay with us. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Diane had just paid her fare on a city bus and was beginning to sit down when it pulled away from the curb. She fell and hurt her back, so she sued the city for her pain and injuries. But in court, the city proved that the bus was operating in a safe manner because the driver did not swerve dangerously away from the curb. Who do you think won this case? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Although it was proven that the driver didn't swerve dangerously, it is still the driver's duty to wait until Diane had a chance to sit down before moving the bus. Diane won, and that's the final verdict.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So does your child like to be tickled? Well, it can do wondrous bonding things. Here's what a physiological tickle is and the science of it. First, a tickle is any attempt to defend the body's vulnerable parts, and you can't tickle yourself. Well, maybe a little. Second, only when the tickler is perceived as harmless will a person enjoy a tickle. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tickle your child, they trust you. They believe you. They believe you will not harm them. They are surrendering themselves to you. They laugh because they love you. Between parent and child, this is an inviolate trust. Do it right, and it can facilitate a lifetime of love and bonding. Do it wrong, cross the line, and a simple tickle can turn into a lifetime of separation. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.